The Federal Bureau of Reclamation was in Tempe yesterday as part of a public briefing about the, wait for it now, Lower Basin Drought Contingency Plan. That agreement will help Arizona and other states adapt to declining Lake Mead levels. And here to talk about the point of the visit is KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Hey, Brett.
Good morning.
So before we get to the substance of the presentation, why exactly was the Bureau of Reclamation here?
Listeners may know that talks over that drought plan you mentioned have stalled since last year. And in a nutshell, the rest of the basin is frustrated because Arizona is holding up a region-wide agreement. That's even though under the current rules, Arizona would take the brunt of any, quote, shortage that's declared. Commissioner Brenda Berman tried to lay out the consequences of not getting to an agreement.
In the absence of a drought plan, I predict enormous pressure from the rest of the basin on the Secretary to limit Arizona's diversions from the river and to use only Arizona's internal resources to fix Arizona's problems.
The Secretary there is the Secretary of the Interior.
So, Brett, how would this drought plan help the situation? It can't obviously make things rain or make it snow, right?
If only it could. It will reduce the risk of really low levels of the lake. Terry Fulp, he's a regional director at Reclamation. He laid out forecasts using a lot of charts. He showed a forecast for the lake based on the last 100 years or so, but additionally showed a forecast solely based on the last 30 years.
I'm guessing that one was not much fun to look at.
Yeah, not so much. It showed uncomfortably high amounts of risk for Lake Mead, dropping to really low levels. Here's how Fulp described the point of the drought contingency plan.
We can start to buy down the risk by implementing things now. Things like DCP, right? Leaving water in the lake now buys down that risk of getting to those much more low elevations and much more critical elevations.
Well, so Brett, going forward, what has to happen?
Water leaders here in Arizona have to get a lot of people, sometimes people who are suspicious of each other or defensive about their relative positions, to agree on an internal deal. Then the state can approve the basin-wide plan.
So you're basically talking politics here.
Well, that's a big part of this. Tom Buschatsky, the state's director of water resources, said he wants the parties to get behind the plan before they go to the legislature with it.
That is my goal. For all of you to work with us to achieve that goal, that when we get to the legislature in January to adopt DCP, to give the director the authority to sign it, there will be zero no votes.
Buschatsky did later say he'd settle for one vote victories in both the House and the Senate. He'd like political consensus, but they're saying this needs to get passed. The head of the Central Arizona Project said they'd also need to have the water and have the money to do what they say they're going to do. That could involve tens of millions of dollars from state government.
Well, what are the hurdles to that?
Well, the folks who would take the biggest hit under current rules would be farmers in Central Arizona and also developers who rely on the state's mechanism for replenishing groundwater. The cities, meanwhile, have a higher priority to Central Arizona Project water, but they also don't want a Lake Mead shortage. They don't want, you know, national headlines screaming that Arizona is out of water. Warren Tenney is with the association that represents the 10 largest cities in the valley.
The DCP, if it's put in place, it means our users are going to see higher water rates, but we have to look to see if that is worth the insurance that DCP provides. We believe that is something to seriously look at. We just hope that everyone else won't immediately think that the cities have deep pockets.
So it's a question of how the cities, farmers, very importantly, how Indian tribes and also developers share the burden while at the same time honoring the priorities that currently exist.
So what are the next steps then?
They're forming a steering committee. It's going to meet in July, and they have a half a year to get this worked out.
All right, lots more to come on that. That's KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Thanks, Brett.
You're welcome.